This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. lawmakers hammered Facebook on Tuesday, accusing CEO Mark Zuckerberg of pushing for higher profits ahead of user safety, and they demanded regulators investigate accusations the social media company harms children and stokes divisions. Whistleblower Frances Haugen, in a Senate hearing, called for transparency about how Facebook gets users to extend their stay on the site, giving them ample opportunity to advertise to them. There's rising anger from across the political spectrum in Congress with Facebook amid numerous demands for legislative reforms. Haugen compared the social media sites to addictive substances like tobacco and opioids. Coming a day after Facebook suffered an hours-long outage, she pointed to the breakdown in her testimony, quote, "For more than 5 hours, Facebook wasn't used to deepen divides, destabilize democracies, and make young girls and women feel bad about their bodies." The United Nations World Food Program said on Tuesday a humanitarian catastrophe was possible as the conflict in Ethiopia threatens its ability to deliver food and aid supplies. However, the WFP said it had completed its first round of food distribution to people impacted by the spread of conflict in two regions. A lack of supplies and other issues caused by the conflict means distributions to Tigray are lagging behind. War broke out 10 months ago between Ethiopia's federal troops and forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which controls Tigray. Thousands have died and more than 2 million people have been forced to flee their homes. Find more at voanews.com.